So a regular, we're saying now, like a regular Basi Yisrael doesn't have znus. So therefore, if we have a suffix, if she has znus or not, Avada Cheskas Kashras, a Chazaka will tell us that she did not have znus. So that's the reason why Rav Gamliel says she's Neman. But the Chiddush of this Mishnah over the last Mishnah is that the first Mishnah is a Migu, according to Rabbi Yochanan. But over here, there's not such a, there's no Migu. Because when she says Muket Seitz, she's asking for $200, so that's the best time that she could ask. There's nothing better to ask for. So that's the Chiddush. And this Mishnah is still Rav Gamliel says she's Neman. Like we spoke out, the Gemara before said two terutzim. Either Rav Gamliel holds from a Migu with the Bari, or else a Chazaka with the Bari. Now the reason why we needed the second teretz is like this Rabbi Yochanan now. According to Rabbi Yochanan in the second Mishnah, there's no Migu. So the reason why Rav Gamliel says that she's Neman, to be Maitzi Mama, to get the money away from her husband, is because a Bari Vishema, plus she has a Chazaka. She has a Cheska Saguf to say, if you want to know if a Guf changed, a person or not, that she has nus with a man, we had said Chazaka, no, she did not have this nus with a man. Your body is not the same now. We'd rather say it happened through Muket Seitz, not through living with another man. Yeah. Now, next Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ruha Midaberis Imechot. We saw a girl, a Jewish girl, talking with a man, Midaberis Imechot, talking with a man. We'll see in the Gemara, this talking doesn't only mean they saw them talking. According to one man, the Yama, we saw them have yichud together. They went alone together in the room. And according to another man, the Yama, means that we saw the way they lived together. They had beer together. Rako, part of the Mishnah says, Ruya medaberes emechud. We saw her talking with the man. Those shots, she was talking in love. We saw them talking together closely. The Yama law. And now we go and ask her, Mativo shalizeh. Like, who is this boy that you live with? So the first shayla is, what is the dinner for herself? She's a Jewish girl. And the halacha is like this. If she lived with a mamzer or with a guy or with a nosin, she becomes posel. She can't marry a kain. She's posel to a kain. Kain can't marry her. So we want to know now, who is this boy that you live with? So she says back, Ish ploini v'kainu. I'll tell you exactly his name. And I'll tell you he was a kain. So we know it's lav dafka that he was a kohen, but in other words, she's a miyuchasik person, so I didn't become posel, I'm still allowed to marry a kohen. Yisrael Megamliya of Rebbe Lezer, Wemrin Amenis. Yes, we believe her. She has a tainus bori. She says for sure she lived with a kashra person, and we'll see later in the Gemara there's also a chazaka, she has a cheskas kashris, that she was kosher to a kohen before, most probably she's still kosher to the kohen. So again, since she has a bori and a chazaka, we believe her. Even though here it's not a question of being mighty mammon, there's no money involved, but it's a shalot yichus yuchsin, can a kohen marry her or not? So Gamliel says, yes, we believe her. For Rabbi Yeshua, Oimer, loy mipi yon achayin. Yeshua says, no, we don't live on what she's saying. In other words, we don't believe her. Ella, but rather, harezu v'cheskas bulu l'nosin l'mamzer. We have to be afraid that maybe she lived with a nosin. We'll see later on in the third parak, that's the Gevonim, the apostle, the kahal, or the mamzer. Maybe she lived with a mamzer, and if she lived with one of these two, she becomes apostle, she can't marry a kohen anymore. So Rabbi Yeshua holds that there's a svar we'll see in the Gemara of Malosa b'yuchsin. Now get to believe her, whether she's muta to get married to a kohen or not, there are special milas, special tukonas midrabonin, that we can't believe her. And we have to have a doubt that maybe she lived with a mamzer, and she's possible to get married to a kohen now. Unless she brings a proof, she'll bring edim to who this person was that she lived with, that he was a kosher yid, not a mamzer, and then she'll still be mutz to get married to a kohen. That's the first part of the Mishnah, the locker about her. What din does she have? Then weiter, the Mishnah says, hoisim uberis. Another case, we find a Jewish girl, she's not married, but she's pregnant. The omulam, we ask her, ma'atibu shaluvazeh. But what's the loch of this child you can have right now? In other words, who was the father? Who'd you live with? Did you live with a mamzer? The kid's a mamzer. Did you live with a guy? So the loch is the kid. If she's a girl, she can't get married to a kain. So you want to know, what's the loch of this kid? So she answers back and says, Me'ish pleini v'kainu. You should know that I live with this person, and he's a kain. In other words, there's no problem. He's a kosher yid, and therefore I'm mutter and my kid is mutter. Is Rabbi Gamliel of Rabbi Lezer of Rabbi Menemenes. They both say again, yes, we believe her. And we believe her even again to the kid. There is the chazaka of the mother helps for the kid also. So her tainus bori with her chazaka, cheskas kashrus, helps for the kid also. Rabbi Yeshua, Lame Rabbi Yeshua says, no, Lame Piyano Chaim, we can't trust what she's saying. We have to be afraid maybe she became pregnant because she lived with a nosin or a mamzer. And therefore, both she is possible to get married to a kohen, and then the kid that she has is also possible to get married to a kohen. Until she brings a proof to what she's saying that this person she lived with was a kosher yid. Now the Gemara says, my medaberes. What does the beginning of the Mishnah mean, this lashon of medaberes, that we saw the way this girl was talking with the boy? So Ziri Yama Ziri says Nistra. It means that all we did is later we saw the way the two of them had Stira, had Yichud together. They were alone. There was the Chiddushes, even though we did not see them with no Edim, that they lived to have beer together. Still with Stira alone, we say she's also Mishum Yuchsin. We'll soon see. And the Mishnah speak out, that's what the Mishnah says, Lashon of Medaberes, that first they were talking together. In other words, they were talking like love together. And then when we see them have stira, have yichud together, then we have a chash that they live together. Ravasi, Yomar Vasi says, Nivola. Vasi says, no. If it would have just been that we only saw them have yichud together, it could be she would not be yosa. Even according to Rabbi Yeshua, we would believe her. But Ravasi says, the Mishnah means Nivola, there are edim to say that she lived with the men. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua says that we'd have to have a raya now to believe her who that man was. And the top Taisa speaks out that Ravasi holds that if the case would have been only Nistaro, that only had Yichud together, then Yeshua says we would believe her with a migu, because she has a migu, she could have said she didn't live with him altogether, and instead she says no, she lived with him, and that he's a kosher yid. So therefore, even according to Yeshua, she would be believed. Even though before we said Yeshua does not hold from a migu, so he speaks out, but over here, about it's a migu mal yisur. Over here it's a better migu, here it's a taina, because if she would have said loy nevalti, she would be believed 100%. Yeah, so therefore Abasi says the case of our Mishnah is talking about Nivola, that we saw the way they had znus together, they had beer together. Therefore Abishur says we don't believe it. So verse is like this. Bishleim leziri, it's very good according to Ziri, haino diktoni medaberes. That's why it says loshen of medaberes, they were talking. Because it doesn't say Nivola, because we don't know that they lived together. We only know that they were talking and they were alone together. Elul Rabasi, according to Rabasi, Maim Medaberes. According to Rabasi, the Mishnah means we saw they lived together. So why does the Mishnah say Lashon of Medaberes? It should have said Lashon of Nivola. Sumura says, no, Lishna Malya. The Mishnah wants to use a nice way of talking. Kedichsiv, like we find the Pasuk in Mishnah that says, Ochlo Omachta Piyo V'yomla Falti Oven. Like the Lashon of an Isha had Znus. Then she says she didn't do anything wrong. Loshna ochlo means loshna ochlo means loshna znus. See, the pasuk says it in a nice way of speech, in a nice loshna lishna malia. So same thing our Mishnah also. Even though the Mishnah means nivala, we know that they live together. We only say medaberes. Nothing more says bishlei meliziri. It's good according to ziri. Haina diktoni tarti. That's why the Mishnah needs two parts of the Mishnah, the two different chedushim. Medaberes. The first case is medaberes. That's a tremendous chiddush according to Rabbi Yeshua, that she's not believed, because we don't even know that she has nus together. So you should believe her. Kamash Mono, the first case, still Rabbi Yeshua says we don't believe her. Umaberis, then it says a second case where we know for sure she has beer, she's pregnant. That's the chiddush according to Rabbi Gamliel. So according to Ziri, is good what the Mishnah says in the two cases. Elul Ravasi, but according to Ravasi, there's Tarti Lomali. If the Reish of the Mishnah means that we know they had Znus, so what's the Chiddush in the second part of the Mishnah? She's a Maberis? That she's pregnant, the exact same case? The kids, so we know that she lived with this man. The question is, who is the man? So what do we have to have two cases for? So Mor says, yes, one is to teach us a Chiddush in her, and the second one is to teach us a Chiddush, Bebita, or even the Bat is also kosher. But Rashi says, if they have a girl now, so the question is this girl mutter to get married to a kohen or not? Do we believe her that the kid could get married to a kohen? So that's the chiddush in the ratio. We only see according to Rabbi Gamliel that we believe the mother herself, that she herself, we said she has the cheskas kashrus. She was born, she was mutter to a kohen, she's still mutter to a kohen. The second part of the Mishnah is the chiddush about the muberes, about this kid now, it's a girl, she's also mutter to a kohen. Even though the kid does not have his own chazaka, because the kid right now is born with a suffix who the father is, still we soon see, we hold, that cheska say mahani labas, the chazaka of the mother helps for the daughter also. So that's the chiddush of the Sefer. So Mura says, no, that's a machlokes. It's good if Ravasi holds according to that Mandi Yama, that whoever holds the mud according to Rabbi Megam Liel, that we believe the mud with our chazaka, that it helps for the kid also. So it's good to say for the Mishnah, that's the Chiddush of Moberus, Elo Lamandi Yama, according to the Mandi Yama, that even the Divri Hamach Shabo, even according to Rabbi Megam Liel Shita, that we believe the mother, that she still has the Cheskas Kashrus. She's still mut to get married to a Kayin, but they held Paisa Bavita, that the daughter is Pasul. In other words, the mother has a Chazaka. We don't know if the mother lived with a Mamzer or not. We don't know if the mother became Pasul now. So Menasafak will leave the mother the way she was before. She was Kashi before. She's still Kashi now. But the daughter has no Chazaka, so they held the daughter is Pasul. So if so, Michael and Mema, like what's the Chiddush of the Seifa? The Seifa then can't be talking about the daughter, because the daughter Taka is Pasul. They have to be talking about the mother, so if it's only the Chiddush of the mother, what's the difference to Reisha and the Seifa? So Gemara says, Enechanami, Rav Asi, Sova, command Yoma, that the Divri, Yamach Shabo, Mach Shababita. Rav Asi for sure has to hold, that if you hold, Rav Kwantum Megam Liel, the mother is kosher, who are then the kid is also kosher. And that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, the Seifa of Muberis, that not only is the mother kosher, of course, of Hochazaka, but Cheska same is Mahani Labas. The chazaka of the mother helps for the kid also. And Mefrat over here, really, it's only one big suffix. Like this exact same suffix, the same suffix on the kid is upon the mother. Like there's one doubt here. Who is the husband? Who is this man? So since, because of the chazaka of the mother, we say she was nivla to a kashra, that she remains kosher to a kayin, who then we say a svara, the kid is also kosher to a kayin. That's Rabbi Gamliel's chiddush in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, "Oh, Malay Rav Papa Labaya, Rav Papa says to Abaya, Liziri, according to Ziri, the Yom Amay Medaberes Nistera, that he learns Pshan Na Mishnah, that what does Medaberes means? All we saw is that they were alone together. We don't know if they had the B or not. We just know they had Yichud together. And still, the Yom Rav Yeshua Lemehem, no, we don't believe her. Does Rav according to Ziri, she's not believed with Amigu. Once we have Yichud, we say that she had the B. Ayom Rav, Rav said the klal is Malkan ala Yichud, V'yein Oysum ala Yichud. True, if we see a man and a girl and boy together, Yichud, we give them Malkus, that's the most. We have afraid maybe that they had Yichud, maybe they live together. So most we do is we give them Malkus. But the klal is V'yein Oysum ala Yichud. We don't make any Yisr out of it. The notion of a married lady had Yichud with another man, we don't say that they had Znus together and that she's also to a husband. V'yein Oysum ala Yichud. So, if so, Lamed like Rabbi Yeshua, Rav's din Lechur does not come out like Rabbi Yeshua. If you learn now, Mishnah Medaberes only means Nistero. So you see, Rabbi Yeshua says we don't believe her, and we're afraid that she did live with him, and that she's posel. So you see, just with Yichud alone, we said that they had to be her. I, Rav says, Ein Oysum Ala Yichud. Just Yichud alone, we don't say they're also. And the Roshita speaks out that later Rav passes like Rabbi Yeshua. So that's the Kashi here, Lechur Tastira. Gemara says no. Filu temer Rabbi Yeshua. Even if you want to say Rav holds like Rabbi Yeshua, still mala osa beyuchsin. I tell you, Pshat now Mishnah. The reason why, if we just saw this boy and girl together, the yichud, the reason why Rabbi Yeshua says she's possible to get married to a kohen now is because there's a special mala osa beyuchsin. Nogeya to getting married to a kohen for yuchsin. Rashi says yuchsin means the kahuna. There's a special chumah mid rabbanin that any time we have a small doubt that she was nivla to a posel law, she becomes posel to a kohen. So in other words, Rav's halacha that ain't oisim ala yichud, that's not talking about negate to a kohen. That's talking about a regulatious ish, a lady that's married, and now we find her that she had yichud with another man, we don't say that he has nus. She's still mutter to live with her first husband. When does our Mishnah say, Yeshua says, we don't believe the mother, that whether she's posel and the kid is posel, it's not a negate to kohuna. To get married to a kohen, there's a special malos of yuchsin that we have special chashashim that she's possible, lest we know for sure she's still kosher. Meisve, nothing more is the kasha. Meisve, it says, Ruah, there's a price like this. Ruah, shenichnasa imecha, lisasar. They saw the way a girl and a boy went be yichud, lisasar. They had yichud together, they went to a private place. Oy lechurba, or else we found them in a haunted house. V'yom ruloh. So now we come to her and ask, like we're afraid they had znus together. So again, she's not married. We want to know now, who is that boy she lived with? Is Mativo Shalizer? Who is that boy? Koyenu, she answers back. Koyenu, uben achi abhu. You should know he was a Kohen and he's my nephew. Bekitz, he's a Miuchazik, a person, and don't worry that I'm still Kosher Lakuna. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Menemenes, yes, we believe her, like our Mishnah. She has a Tainas Bori and a Cheskas Kashras, we believe her. Rabbi Yeshua, I mean, no, Lemi Piyon Achain again, we don't believe her. There's a Malos of Yuchsum, we can't trust her. El Arezu, the Cheskas, Bumul, Nosson, Lamamzer, we have to be afraid maybe she lives with a Mamzer now, and she becomes Postal, she can't marry a Kohen anymore. Achetobi, Rylan Varel, unless she brings a proof to what she's saying that the man she lived with was a Kashra person. So again, the Brisa says two cases, that they found them Lissasur or Lukhurba. So Bishlai Maliziri, according to Ziri Shita, Haina Dutani Tarati. That's why the Brisa says two cases, Lissasur. The first case is, all we saw them just as the Hatzdira, they had Yichud. And that alone, with that alone, Ziri learns, and our Mishnah, Mishua says we don't believe her. Even though we do not know for sure they had the beer together, just with Stira alone, she becomes Asa. And then in Mishnah, the Brisa, second case, or Lukhurba. That could be a case that we know for sure they had the beer together. So it's good why it says the two cases. Elo le Rabasi, the current Rabasi, to your manivolo, he says no. And now Mishnah Medaberis does not mean Stam Stira, just to be caught them to be alone in the room. For that alone she would not be awesome. But it means rather we know for sure they had the beer. So if so, Tati Lomeli, why do we have to have two cases here of Lissasur or Lechurva? Hey, see, we're not talking about a kid's involved. We're not saying she's pregnant. So it's only a question that we know she had znus with this man. And the question is, who is the man? So what do we have to have two cases for? So Mora says, no, maybe really chodikatoni, it means only one case. Listen to the churba, that we caught them having beer together in this haunted house. For the Gemara of all, listen to oil the churba katoni. Smashma, two different cases. We found them, listen to being alone together. Oil the churba, mashma, that was znus. So it says two different cases. So again, it's a kasha and Rabasi. What do we have to have two cases for? Both of them are talking about that we know they had the bia, they lived together. What do we need two cases for? Two more says like this. Choda, one case is Lechurba Damosa. One case is where the haunted house here was in the city. For Choda Lechurba Dabra. And the second case of Lechurba means it was outside in the fields. What's the difference? The difference is like this. So Tzricha, we need two cases. And Echnami. Both cases are talking about with the way we saw this girl and boy that they had znus together, they lived together. But one place took place in the city, and one took place in the fields. The Yashmin and Churba de Mosef would only say the first case, where this haunted house was in the city. So, behold, Kamach Shara Begamliel. I would have thought only in such a case where we saw they had this nus in the city, that's where Rabbi Gamliel believes that the man was a kosher person. Why? Mishum derayek sher metzlo. We could be talking about in the city that most of the people living in the city are kosher Jews. So therefore, a man came out to live with her will sound like kol deporsh muva porsh. Most probably, this man is a kosher yid. That's why maybe why we believe her. That's why Rabbi Gamliel says we believe the isha because there's a raiv on that side also. Avo lechurba de dabra, what's going to be though in a case where there's nus take place outside in the fields like on the highway? The roi psula metzla, they're outside that most people travel are goyim over there. Eima, maybe then I would have thought to say that moide lele Rabbi Yeshua, maybe then Rabbi Gamliel would be masking to Rabbi Yeshua that when there are rove people around us are goyim there, we'll say most probably this boyol was a goy, and therefore she would become possible to a goyim. As Kamash will know, even there, Gamliel still says, still we believe her. Now she has a tainus bori, that she knows who she picked to live with, he's a kosher Jew, and she has a cheskas kashris, therefore she's nemon even keneged reif. We'll soon see later on why. V'yashmina b'hi, if we would have just said the second case of her in the dabra, outside in the fields, b'hi kamer Rabbi Yeshua, I would have thought maybe there Rabbi Yeshua says we don't believe her, because she's going against the rove. Avo b'ho, but maybe in the case of what happened in the city, Eva Moidel Rabbi Gamliel, maybe then Rabbi Yeshua would agree to Rabbi Gamliel that when she has a roiv on her tzad, that she says she lived with a kosher man, and it happened in the city, and most of the people in the city are Jews in such a case, maybe Rabbi Yeshua would agree. Kamatzricha, no, even then still Rabbi Yeshua argues, Rabbi Yeshua says, Mishum Malos and Meyuchsin, we'll see this far soon, that we always have to be afraid, maybe she live with a mamza to a nosin, even though it's only a mit. Most people are kosher Jews. Still, Rabbi Yeshua, Mishum Malos and Meyuchsin, his question for the mit is said that she live with a possible person, and we have to be afraid that she's posel to a kohen, so she's not allowed to get married to a kohen until she brings a raya l'varel that the person she lived with was a kosher yid. That's the chiddush of this braisa. That in both places, whether it is a Rav Yisrael or Rav Akum, still you have the same machlokes Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Yeah, more about it. Meisve, the kasha like this: the bright sefer that says zu edis shoisha ksherlo. This is an edis that we believe a lady. In other words, according to Rabbi Gamliel, now Mishnah, when the isha said that she was nivula to a kosher person, we believed her. It's called an edis. Here, Chor Tzaraya, that the reason why we believe her in the Mishnah is because she has Loch of an Eidechot. Not only like we say because of Tainus Bori, but because of a Tainus of an Eidechot. So again, so it says, Zuei Dishishik Sheirulo. For Rabbi Yeshua Eimer, Einan Amenes, Yeshua says, no, we don't believe her. In our Mishnah. So, Omalahem Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua said the back to Rabbi Gamil like this. Iyate Moidim, don't you agree, Bishavuya, that Shuya means where a Jewish girl was captured by the Goyim. Shenishbis, that she was captured by the Goyim. Now, v'yesh lo edim shenishbis. We have edim that she was captured by the Goyim. V'hi ameris, she says, Toirani, Ishno, I never lived with anybody there, they were not manas me, and therefore she still mutter to get married to a Kohen. The lochri, shein and the menes, we don't believe her. Rather, we say for sure the Goyim live with her, and therefore she's possible to get married to a Kohen now. Even though she's only a penuyi, she was never married yet, that's the loch of Anisha lives with a goy, she's also not to get married to a kohen. Omru loy, so Rabbi Gamliel answers back, Aval, it's like a true what you're saying. Say, so Rabbi Yeshua says, my hefrish, yesh ben zu lezu. Say, so if you agree to me by shvuya, why don't you agree over here and by our case? So Rabbi Gamliel says, lezu yesh edim, o lezu ein lo edim. By Goyim, where she got captured by the Goyim, there we'll see later, it's like Edim, that she has nus with the Goyim. That's why there I say she's also to a Kohen. Mashenken over here, in our case, we don't have any Edim, we don't know she lived to a possible person. Amalehem, so Yeshua said back, Af lezu yesh Edim, over here also we have Edim, like we know for sure she has nus. Sharei Krisa ben Shinel, we're talking about here right now, she's pregnant, the second case of the Mishnah. Sharei Krisa, Krisa ben Shinel, it's like her stomach is full, and we see close she's pregnant, so we know for sure she has nus. So it's like Adam that she has nus. So how come you argue, you say that she's muta? Omrulai, so they said back, Roiv oivdei kechavim prutzim baroisim. You should know Roiv goyim are prutzim barois. This is what Rabbi Gamliel answered back to Yeshua. Soon the Gemara will explain what does he mean to answer back. Omalehen. And Rabbi Yeshua now answered back to Rabbi Gamliel, "Ein apotropos l'arois." He should know, no, there's no apotropos l'arois. We can't check out arois. Apotropos usually means when you have somebody taking care of a yosom, he's called an apotropos. He takes care. But arois, in other words, whenever we have, because whenever you have a question whether the boy and girl live together, there's a cloud of ein apotropos l'arois. We always say yes, she had a taiva to do this nus. And they do this nus, we can't watch them. That's Rabbi Yeshua's Svarah. Now we'll soon explain all this, and Bryce will soon explain exactly what I meant to say. But it ends off that b'med devorim amurim b'yedis isha begufa. When do we say the shal that she's not nemon, or she is nemon, but isha herself? Avol edis isha babita. If it's a question about her daughter, then we say divrei hakol avlat shtuki. If it's a question about the daughter, then everybody holds avlat shtuki, we don't believe the avlat hak is possible. Tomorrow says now, Maika Omalu or Maika Mahadalei. Like, what's the shock of a Taya? What are they talking about? What's Rabbi Yeshua's argument to Rabbi Gamliel? What's Rabbi Gamliel's answer back to Rabbi Yeshua? Holy Kamrele, this is what they meant to ask. He Shavtani Yala Muberis. In other words, Rabbi Gamliel says back to Rabbi Yeshua, that you said is Edim, it's true by Muberis. Where the Isha is pregnant, I agree with you. There is Edim, we see for sure she has Nus. So there, I understand what you're saying. That's what Rabbi Gamliel said back to Yeshua. So Tosfos speaks out that even though Rabbi Gamliel himself says that the Isha is Nemon even when she's pregnant, that's because we all the Svarah and Isha is Bodekes Umezana. I mean, Top Tosfos says the Isha, Mezana, Bodekes Umezana. Rabbi Gamliel's Svarah is, even though we know for sure the Isha lived with this man, but the Svarah is when an Isha has a Taivet, has Nus, she like doesn't go crazy. She doesn't lose her Cheskas Kashrus. So she's still a bodeka, she still chooses the man that she wants, and most probably it's true that she's not, like she said, she chooses the man that's kosher. So that's Rabbi Gamliel's Svarah alone. But going a little saying back to Yeshua, even if you disagree with me, you don't hold from this svara. So it's true, what you're saying, I understand you by Muberis, where she's pregnant, where we know for sure she lived together, then I understand that you're saying she's possible. But Matishivenu ala Madaberis, what are you going to say to me in the case of the Mishnah, that they were only talking together? So you see here, this is going to be the Raya to Ziri, that you see Madaberis talking together means that they only had Stira. We only saw the way they had Yichud together, they were alone together. But we did not see the way they lived together. So since there's no Eidim that they live together, so here Rav Gamliel says to Yeshua, why do you say she's not believed? We don't know that they live together all together. It's only because she told us. It's like she has a migu, why don't you believe her? She could have said she didn't live all together. So now that she says she lived to a kosher person, why don't you believe her? Is Amalehem, so Rabbi Yeshua answers back, Medaberes Hainu Shvuya. I hold no. Even though they're only talking together, and that means they had stira, they were alone together in the room, but that has the same halacha like a shvuya. Just like we know the girl was captured by the goyim, we say for sure she's posel, the same halacha applies here also. Once we see this girl to be alone with the boy in the room, we say for sure they have znus together. Omru loy, so Rabbi Gamliel said back to him, Yeshua, what kind of svar is that? Shani shvuya, derived out of the kachavim fruits and barois? Why is the halacha by Yeshivuya where a Jewish girl got captured by the Goyim? That we say now she's possible to get married to a Kohen? That's because since she was captured by the Goyim, the klal is roiv of the kechavim prutz and barois. Most Goyim have prutz and barois, live with the girls. They're mezana, they have znus. So for sure, since they captured the Jewish girl, for sure they forced her, they had znus with her. That's why she's lost the gemara to a Kohen. But over here, first of all, there's no, she's not caught by the goyim. She's not being forced. She's doing a beritzoinoi. That's what Gamliel Svar, like Tosa says, Anisha's bodekas umazana. Anisha checks out to see who she wants to live with, and she'll pick a kosher person. Or Molehem, Rabbi Yeshua answered back and said, no, Hanami here also, Kivan the Yisasar, once we saw the way they had Yichud together, they were alone together, the klal is Ein Apotropos LaRoyis. We can't watch them, we can't hold them back, like we now on for sure, they had znus together. This is Rabbi Yeshua's svara. So the svara in Rabbi Yeshua is that when Isha has a taiva to have znus, we say, Ein apotropos laroi, she can't like hold herself back. If Rosh will speak out, the pshat is like she loses a cheskes kashrus. When she has a taiva to have znus, she loses herself. And now the rabbi, there's Yerushalmi to say that she'll go and live with the worst of the worst. So that's Rabbi Yeshua's svara. That any time they had stira together, she's like captured biyad ha-yetzara, and the yetzara would tell her to live with the worst of the worst. So it's mamish like shivuya, where she was captured by the goyim. Rabbi Gamliel holds no. Rabbi Gamliel, svara Taisa says is, Anisha, even though she has a taiva to have znus, she doesn't lose herself. She doesn't lose the cheskas kashrus. She'll be a badeka, so mazana, she'll choose out the right person to make sure he's still a kosher person. Was negated to us is katana miyas b'yos hakoparim. It says over here, tarti. It says here in the machlokes from Rabbi Yeshua and Gamliel, two cases. It says midaberis, where they were just talking. That means they had yichud, that's all. Umuberis, and it says another case where she's pregnant. So you see clearly that the case of midaberis does not mean nivolo. Does not mean that we know for sure she had znus. Because then what is Rabbi Gamliel talking about? Since Rabbi Gamliel says, like, I understand what you're saying by muberis. Why? Because by Muberis, where she's pregnant, we know for sure she lived with the man. Mashenken by Medaberis, there we don't know for sure she lived with the man. So you see clearly, what does the meaning of Medaberis mean? It means stira. That all we know is they were alone together, we do not know they had znus together. Tzumura says, Tiyufta the Rabasi, Tiyufta. And Echnami says, Tiyufta the Rabasi. From here is Araya, not like Rabasi. Here it's a ride when our Mishnah says Lashon of Medaberis, it does not mean that we know for sure they had Dibia together, it does not mean Nivolo, but rather Medaberis means all we know is they had Stira together, that's all, they were just alone together. And the Svar of Rabbi Yeshua is, why don't we believe her, L'chura she has a migu? She could have said she didn't live with him at all, and that she said she did live with him, and he was a kosher person, L'chura she should be believed? That there it says, Rabbi Yeshua's svar is, Ein apotropos larois, there's no migu. Once they were alone together, we say for sure they lived together, and therefore she gave over to a taiva, to the Yetzara. We say like Yerushalmi says, Rabbi Yeshua's afraid she'll live with the worst of the worst. Therefore, until she brings the proof Edim, we're afraid she lived with the Nos and the Ramamza. V'akoponim Tzaraya, that our Mishnah Medaberis means taka, only Stira, That's all just yichud, not nivlo. It's a kasha tak on your basi. That's the maskana tak. It will unlike zuri pshat na mishnah. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this last gemara again next time.